The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The Orkney Accordion and Fiddle Club meets weekly to celebrate old-fashioned Scottish music and a growing number of enthusiasts on this island between the North Sea and the Atlantic. 73-year-old Innes Wiley is delighted by the newcomers.
I used to play in pipe bands back in the 60s, and if you got 9 pipers out, you're doing well. No, they can probably 24, 25.
One reason for this growing population is a booming new industry, harvesting power from nature. As many as 350 people on Orkney now work with green energy technologies, a development that doesn't surprise Wiley.
I think it's an excellent idea because we've got plenty of wind and we've got plenty of waves.
In fact, he's got a couple of wind turbines on his 175-acre farm, and he may someday benefit from research underway nearby at the European Marine Energy Center, or EMEC. Lisa McKenzie speaks for the nonprofit laboratory.
The purpose of EMEC is to get devices into real sea conditions and get them tested in the really challenging saltwater conditions that we've got here in Orkney. They're testing how to install devices, how they survive in the really harsh conditions.
Harsh indeed. The centre's managing director, Neil Kermode, says waves along the western coast average 6 to 9 feet, but in stormy weather can swell to 60 feet.
To build a piece of machinery that's capable of withstanding that is a big ask. But you've also got to make them so that they are flexible enough to react to the waves. You want these machines to harvest this energy in many ways. So trying to make something that is flexible, durable, cost-effective and works is quite a big technical ask.
The tides here are also powerful, rushing in and out at about 7 miles an hour. And a local company, Scott Renewables, is determined to take advantage of that.
We've got the tides of the North Sea meeting the tides of the Atlantic Ocean. And as the tides are filtered through these very narrow channels between the islands, the currents pick up. And I think here really the north of France and the Bay of Fundy have the best tidal resource in the world.
But engineer James Murray says it can be difficult and expensive to install turbines. A special boat and crane are needed to plant some generators in the ocean floor, and that costs $230,000 a day. So the company devised tidal turbines that can be towed using almost any boat.
Because the turbine is floating, we can use much smaller vessels and essentially tow the floating turbine out to sea and onto site. The retractable rotors are lowered, the brakes released, and the turbine can be generating within the space of about half an hour. So it's quite a different approach.
Scott Renewables has been working on its device, which looks like a bright yellow submarine, for more than a decade, with support from a government hoping to see economic impact well beyond Orkney.
It's really good to be able to provide high-skilled jobs here in this island community. We're also putting the superstructure together in Northern Ireland at the Harland and Wolff shipyard where the Titanic was built. Hopefully we'll have better luck than the Titanic. And then there's various components, the steel work, all that is coming from Wales, and we've got the blades coming from the south of England. So really drawing on all the best expertise in the United Kingdom.
Orkney may be one of the best sites in the world for generating marine energy, but even here there are obstacles. We'll look at what's holding wave and tidal power back in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.